Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Every week, we dive deep with economic development professionals on leadership and other issues challenging our industry. Our goal is to equip listeners with the knowledge to grow their impact and influence. You are America's Jobs Team, and when you get stronger, communities thrive. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the America's Jobs Team podcast. I am Faye Davis. I am here with Carla Sones, and I'm super excited because today we are talking about, you know, we're past the halfway point in the year, and it's really a great time to pause and check in. So, Carla, what you got for us today?
Yeah, so I am excited too, and I like the halfway point of a year. I know I might be one of the only people, but I feel like around the 4th of July is a good time to do like that pulse check and that inventory to say, okay, everybody starts the year with like some type of, I mean, whether you're a New Year's resolution person or for your work, you have a work plan that you start at the beginning of a year. For us, we always do because January 1 is a fiscal year start for us. So we always have like a work plan and goals and metrics and tied to budget. And so for me, this midway point is exciting and scary because it's like the around the 4th of July, I always want to do kind of that inventory or that pulse check. In fact, those people who know me most, I kind of always have joked, I grew up on a farm. And so in farm world, you always said like knee high by 4th of July, because that's where the corn needed to be. So for me, the inventory time, I always am kind of like, well, knee high by 4th of July, where are we at with our goals? And so it's just the time for me to like look at where I'm at personally and professionally compared to where I was wanting to be.
Yeah.
And kind of resetting.
So when you're talking about that pulse check, why is that so important? And you know, what do you look back on?
Well, I think it's important because things change. And so for me, I feel like, you know, usually you start the year off and as a human, you only make the goals based on, you know, what information you have and can predict for the future, but things change. And so I think especially this year, I mean, nobody really knew exactly, you know, what to expect in terms of the economy this year or deal flow this year or events for this year. And so you make your best prediction when you start, but by the 4th of July, you kind of have a lot more intelligence than you did have. And it gives you that opportunity to say, like, do I need to change the goal? Did I get distracted? And that happens. Like, there's always more work that you could do or other goals, you know, personally that come up along the way. Like, I really want to do X, but sometimes that distraction means that you're off track on something else that was really important. And so I feel like doing that mid-year check-in it's absolutely fundamentally critical for me. I don't know how other people feel about it, but for me and the teams I lead, I like that halfway point because we're doing constant like baby check-ins along the way, but a true comparison to like, we said we'd be here by now, and this is what we committed to. This is now the critical time to either change course and let the board or support teams know like that goal isn't going to happen and we're choosing to do this instead, or to say, no, that goal is really important and we're behind, and how do we now get back to where we need to be? And so it's kind of like that decision point for me of like, what do I need to say no to because this is really important? Or what do we know now that we didn't? And we need to change course like now, you know, like we moved for a reason, we got distracted for a reason, and this is actually the future now that we have more information. So I think that's why it's really important, because you don't want to get to the end of the year and not have created a sense of clarity for yourself, for your team, for your board around what those goals were and why you made the decisions you made. And so by 6 months in, you have enough information, maybe not everything that you wish you knew, but we never do. So you have more information, you're able to then really kind of start making decisions on, you know, how are we going to end the year?
100%. So as you were working through your mid-year check-in this time, What was your biggest worry?
I think for me, the biggest worry this year, there was multiple, but I think the biggest thing that I just kept coming back to was people's energy. And I think as a team, it's just been in a constant state of change. And I think the whole world has been to a certain extent along that ride as well. And I just am starting to really see it in people that their spirits in some ways are high, but the energy is also low. Like they're trying to figure out how to really truly take a step back and kind of recover from an energy standpoint. And I especially find that in economic developers, people who do work on behalf of a community, because I think that you have a group of people that carry, they feel very responsible and they carry the weight of what's happening sometimes in the world on their shoulders. And they just kept plugging along because they expect themselves to serve. And that's such a great attribute. But at the same time, that energy sometimes seems low. And I guess for me, why that's a worry is because when you start to lose your energy, you lose your creativity too. And with the world changing so quickly, we need people who are able to think creatively to solve the problems of tomorrow so that we don't just keep, chasing the same, goal, the same madness with the same method, because it's changing. Everything's changing so quickly that we need to be able to adapt. And if you are tired, you don't have the ability to really truly be creative. You become more of a robot that's going through the motions versus really thinking creatively. And so I think for me, it was, how do we still achieve our goal? And how do I personally even achieve my own personal goals, but also recognize that we need to create a little bit more space for re-energizing and being in situations that give us energy so that we can transfer that energy into the other areas of our life.
For sure. So when you are thinking about, more of that solution-oriented side of this energy problem, right? Like what advice do you have for economic developers to maintain that energy so that they can be fully present without, sucking the energy out of a meeting or out of somebody else or dumping projects on others? Like how can they go about navigating this well for themselves?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's lots of ways you can go about it. I'll just share how I try to, and it's definitely an imperfect system. I think most leaders struggle with this. Like, I think you want it to be more clean cut than it is. You want to have this perfect system and way to manage it. And it's just not as easy as you think. But here's kind of what I do. I tend to do at the end of every week, and as I kind of close out Friday, I try to reserve Friday for one to be kind of the day that I like clean house a little bit and give myself a little bit more desk time to follow through things, to kind of process the week. What did I leave hanging? Is there anything that I was supposed to respond to that I didn't get to yet? And then to kind of think through the next week, like, is everything on the agenda that needs to be next week? What are the priorities for next week? But I think in doing that, kind of having that reflective process, it also lets you say, like, what's most important for next week for me to show up healthy and whole to and well to? And what do I maybe need to let go next week? So I always look at the calendar and say, okay, as much as I wanted to do that thing, I'm probably not going to be really able to do that this week. And I may need to move it or, look out the next couple weeks. And that helps. But I will tell you that the number one thing for me is really, I get energy from mostly from people. So I think leaders sometimes think all of this has to be, you have to get away from work to get re-energized. And I do think to a certain extent you need some balance, but for me, I get really energized by working alongside the team on the work that we're doing in more of a creative process. So for me, I'm looking at the week saying, where are the opportunities for me to be around the people that give me energy? Because that always transfers into the next thing that maybe I would normally come in a little bit lower energy to. And so it's that balance of like, can I attend a conference in the next couple months? Because that gives me energy. It's still work related, but being in a learning seat for me is very energizing. Or, hey, is there an opportunity to sit down with a few people to kind of talk about our annual conference? Because that gives me energy. And that energy helps me get new ideas to transfer to other areas of my work. So for me, it's less about like this perfect balance and more about becoming fine-tuned with your own self to say, where do you get energy and where do you lose energy? And how do you try to find a balance when you know you're facing a week that's likely going to be a low energy week? You can plan ahead and say, like, I'm going to need a little bit more time with people who give me energy. And that might be a call before work. That may be a call over the lunch. That may be who I spend coffee time with. Or that may be how I set up and cancel a meeting here or there, or reschedule something. But it's finding that balance of like, I can only do so much without energy. And so how do I get a little bit more? And that's different for everyone. Some people need complete alone time and silence. I'm the opposite. Like, I need to be in more of a brainstorming, learning, solution finding situation in order to get energy. And that's unique to me. So I have to work with what I got, and you just have to kind of know what you need.
I think that's so funny because, or not funny at all. It's not funny at all. It's interesting because we are once again back to a point of you have to know yourself. You have to know what gives you energy, what drains your energy. And you can't just keep going, you know, at 1,000 miles a minute without taking care of yourself. So those things, you know, those things might work for you. For someone else, they might look completely different. Someone else might say, you know what? No, I need to take regular breaks. I need to take a lap around the office with headphones and listening to music really loud. Someone else might say, I need to make sure that I'm sleeping. Like an anthill may feel like a mountain if I'm not getting enough sleep. So it is all about that, that self-awareness. And that's really what leadership is. And we've talked about it so much. It's that just excruciating self-awareness of making sure you're doing what you need to do to be the best leader you are.
Yeah. And I think the important thing is that, you know, we talk so much about like being really self-reflective. And I think as leaders, we absolutely, you have to, like, you really do have to get to know yourself and really know, like, what are the meetings that drain you and what are the meetings that give you energy and who are the people that drain you and who are the people that give you energy so that you can find that balance. But it's also about balance, right? And you can't choose every meeting that you're going to show up to. And you can't choose everyone that you need to work, that you get to work with or have to work with. And so it's also really learning how to do that alongside others, because I could be in a season where I need to have a lot of planning meetings because that gives me a lot of energy. And I need to start that process because for myself. But the team could be in a totally different place. And so you have to be in enough of a relationship with one another that you're able to do that to the best of your ability alongside other people. And that it isn't, Carla needs this and Faye needs that. We're not always going to be able to match perfectly. So you kind of have to be willing to negotiate a little bit and express what you need when you need it. But also recognize you're working in a community with other people. And so ultimately it's your job. And so you have to do what's going to be best for the business while looking out for yourself the best way that you can. And sometimes that can be really hard because it creates that tension of, well, I want to be the best I can be for this job because I care. But that means I need time to myself. And that's in all of these dynamics, there's that healthy tension of what's, how do you navigate that when it's a heavy season for the business and they need you, whether you're energized or not, they need you to like full court press right now. And so it's all about kind of like setting your own boundaries. And when you feel that boundary encroaching, knowing that it's ultimately, it's your decision. It's not your employer's decision. They can do everything that they can do to support you. But ultimately, if you're getting to that point where you feel like it's invading your boundary for yourself over and over and over again, then you have to decide what's best for you. And it doesn't mean that your employer necessarily needs to change. And I think it's about navigating that tension. And we all have to do that for our own self, for our own career. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so hard, is that you're doing it with other people. And so you don't get to call all of your own shots, yet you do, because you can ultimately decide, you know, do you stay or do you go or do you pursue a different thing? And only you know that. And that's what, it just is messy. I mean, I think with most leadership, managing energy is, it's so important. And it's, I have yet to read one book that made it as easy as it sounds in the book to set the boundary.
100%. It's probably one of the most elusive concepts, especially because it's not only so different per person, but it differs literally per day as well. Mm-hmm. So, well, Carla, I love that we went from a mid-year check-in to really figuring out how to manage our own energy. Do you have any closing words for our listening audience?
I think I didn't anticipate that we'd end with this energy, but since we're on there, I will just say, I think it can be really easy for leaders to get down on themselves because you care about what you do and you want to show up and you want to find this perfect system that makes everything kind of like, you know, go when it needs to go and fire when it needs to fire and you rest when you need to rest. And it's hard. It's really hard. And it's we're imperfect as humans. And so don't get discouraged if you find yourself showing up to a meeting, not exactly the person that you wish you would, and you leave and you're like, gosh, I wish I would have reacted differently. That's okay. What's not okay is continuing to do it and not reflecting. And so if you're going to leave this podcast with anything, it's try to carve out just a few minutes a day or a few minutes a week. Start small, set some small little goal for just reflecting on how did you show up and what energized you today and what didn't. And I think just doing that little bit of an inventory on your energy and the season you're in now is really a helpful way to start, because you don't know until you know, and you'll get to see trends and then you'll be able to do a little bit better and a little bit better. And you'll take a few steps back, but then you'll move forward because you've done it before and you know how it feels and you can start over. And so it's just giving yourself a little bit of grace and also not being afraid to start again and just kind of do those pulse checks with yourself. Where am I? How am I feeling? How am I doing? What can I do better? How am I going to do it better? And then just kind of starting and being okay that you're going to slide back and you're going to go forward and you're going to slide back and you're going to go forward. If you stop moving, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Well, Carla, it's been another awesome episode talking with you, and I look forward to another conversation next week.
Sounds good.
Thanks for sticking with us to the very end. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors, Research on Investment and Gazelle AI. The America's Jobs Team podcast releases episodes every week that are specifically curated for economic developers like you looking to stay in the know about industry trends, leadership development, career management, growing high-performing organizations, and so much more. So don't forget to subscribe. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or really any other preferred podcast outlet that you use. America's Jobs Team is audio engineered by Joshua Wieders and produced by Faye Davis.